WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The expansion of a mental health hospital in Stanton is being delayed and costs are going up. We take a look at one House of Delegates race in the Lexington area where Democrats are fighting hard to turn the deep red 24th district blue this year. And we check in with an expert at Shenandoah National Park to explore why the fall colors are a little late this year. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 22nd. The expansion of a mental health hospital in Stanton is being delayed and costs are going up. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reported Monday that an architect working on the $22.3 million project at Western State Hospital based drawings on an outdated building code. As a result, officials say costs will be inflated by about $1 million. The approximately nine-month delay that mistake caused comes as the state grapples with an overcrowding crisis at its mental hospitals. A top mental health official says the state's nine mental hospitals were operating at 97.5% of their capacity 2 weeks ago, with five housing more patients than beds. A white man charged with making racist threats against a black activist in Charlottesville will be tried in December. Court records show the jury trial for Daniel McMahon of Brandon, Florida, is set to start December 23rd at the federal courthouse in Charlottesville. McMahon was charged last month with posting social media messages to intimidate activist Don Gathers and interfere with his campaign to run for a seat on Charlottesville City Council. An indictment says McMahon expressed white supremacist views on his social media accounts. McMahon has been in federal custody since his arrest. He has pleaded not guilty to charges, including bias-motivated interference with a candidate for elective office. Police in Harrisonburg are searching for a car that dropped off a man with a gunshot wound at Centara RMH Medical Center Sunday night. Police said they responded to the hospital after a 27-year-old man was dropped off at the emergency room. The vehicle then left the hospital. The man was taken to the University of Virginia Medical Center in Charlottesville with injuries that were not life-threatening, police said. Investigators are searching for a newer model white Hyundai Sonata. Rural Virginia has voted overwhelmingly Republican in recent decades. As Ben Pavier with VPM News reports, a group of Democrats running for the General Assembly are trying to change that.
Democrat Christian Wirth is running for a House of Delegates seat centered in Lexington. Voters there elected Donald Trump by over 30 points. It's a similar story for nine other rural Democrats facing long odds and scarce funding.
We came together and realized that in order to run the strongest campaigns possible, we were going to have to stage the equivalent of a political barn raising.
They're coordinating field operations and sharing strategies and a consultant. Wirth says they're out to show rural voters that Democrats take them seriously.
We're never going to get anywhere if we do nothing.
Republicans have held the seat since 1982. They're fighting to maintain control of the legislature in this November's elections.
Ben Pavier with VPM News reporting. President Trump has been told by his staff that he cannot select Ken Cuccinelli to be his next Secretary of Homeland Security. The former Attorney General currently serves in the Trump administration. He was seen as one of Trump's top picks for acting Secretary of Homeland Security because of his hardline stance on immigration, but Politico reported on Monday that Cuccinelli is not eligible for the job under federal law, in part because he has not met the requirements necessary to be considered for Senate approval. Politico says Trump's staff gave him other names to consider instead. Cuccinelli is currently serving as the acting head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, where he's been out front on the president's immigration agenda. In a briefing in Richmond Monday, Virginia Secretary of Finance told state lawmakers that revenues are not keeping pace with expenditures. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has the details on Virginia's finances.
Virginia Secretary of Finance Aubrey Lane says the state's revenues are up. Tax collections are rising. The state raises most of its money through personal income tax and sales tax. But he warned lawmakers the state is also spending more at a faster pace. More than half the state's budget is on public education and health care. Constitutionally, Virginia has to have a balanced budget, which leaves lawmakers with two options: cut spending or raise taxes.
And that's my reason for all this caution. I'm bullish on us, Virginia, but as the Secretary of Finance, I'm cautious as we go into this new spending cycle as where we go.
Lawmakers will be drawing up the state's next two-year budget during the legislative session in January, but all of them face an election between now and then. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, you may have noticed that autumn leaf colors seem a bit late this year. WMRE's Mike Tripp paid a visit to Shenandoah National Park to explore the reasons why.
My trail name is the best hiker on the Appalachian Trail. No kidding, my trail name is Shortcut.
His real name is Brian O'Brien, from Columbus, Ohio. Met with him and some of his friends along the Appalachian Trail near Luray in the Thornton Gap entrance to the Skyline Drive.
It's beautiful. We're doing a section hike from Bird's Nest 3, just south of the Pinnacles, into Front Royal.
They expect to be on the trail for 3 or 4 days. And if anyone has seen autumn colors, surely it's them.
Very little. The leaves are changing, and just the tips of them, but it's beautiful.
The hiker points to one of his friends.
He's a tree guy.
I grow trees for a living.
Meet Jerry Foltz of Westerville, Ohio. Jerry has yet to earn his trail name, but he does know his trees. He's an operations manager for Acorn Farms, Inc., a large grower and distributor of trees, shrubs, and perennials.
I've seen some tinges of reds and things. The sugar maples are starting to turn from Ohio, so we got a little bit different biology going on here.
So what's his guess on what might be the peak of color?
About another week and a half, I think, around here, and it'll be pretty heavy fall color.
There's another expert listening in to our conversation, Forest Service Ranger Sally Holbert.
We're standing under a maple right here, and it's just green.
Yeah.
But if you get out here in the parking lot, there's one that's brilliant red. Yeah.
She serves as management specialist for Shenandoah National Park, so she's well-versed in when the fall colors appear every year and why this year's colors are a little later.
Well, right now it's October. The leaves are beginning to change. It's variable throughout Shenandoah National Park. Usually our colors change at the higher elevations first and then work their way down the mountain. We normally say that our peak season is second to the third week of October.
She says that this year the peak will be later this month or even into November.
We had a wet summer up until about the end of August, and then the taps turned off and it was dry. And for most of September, we didn't get any rain.
And because we've had a drought situation, it's delayed things. But not to worry, the colors are coming.
They have begun to shut down their chlorophyll, and they are beginning to change. We've seen a few trees that have changed, but we haven't seen the entire forest changing yet. We're not going to see full-on color for another week or two.
She says the colors were also late last year, but for slightly different reasons.
What happened last year was October was a really rainy month. For the middle of October, it was very wet, and then when it finally stopped raining, then the colors really began to change towards the end of October, early November.
She knows there's one thing that doesn't change year to year, and that's the amount of daylight.
What starts to change them is the shorter days, which won't change over the years. That's just happens because we're getting into the fall. What we haven't had is the cooler nights. I do know that it's now starting to get cold. I was driving down and saw frost on the ground yesterday, not up here on the mountain, but down low. I used to think that the first frost would get everything to change, but if you have too cold of weather and too much frost, then that just makes the leaves shut down and then they end up falling off. But if you have cooler nights, that allows the sugars to build up in the leaves and the pigment to change, and you'll get more reds and purples and colors like that.
Could climate change be the culprit, the reason the colors are showing later these last 2 years?
You can't attribute it to climate change unless you see something changing over a long period of time, and usually 30 years is the standard for attributing something to climate change. It is interesting that last year we broke a record for rain, but then this year it's a little bit under average, so it's just hard to say. You really have to look at the long term to be able to say one thing or another, whether it's climate change or not. You never know what to expect from year to year. All of a sudden, you could have a big windstorm come through and all the leaves will be gone in one night. We also sometimes get snowstorms in October. I've worked here 23 years, and I will say that I've never been disappointed in a fall. Some years are really brilliant, some years are less brilliant, but there's always a day when you drive down Skyline Drive and go, oh man, it's gorgeous today.
Holbert says the Park Service is tracking the colors to help visitors plan their visits. And some of that information comes from crowdsourcing.
We are keeping track of the fall colors on our social media sites and our website. We're taking pictures every Thursday in the same location so you can see how it's changing. We're also asking visitors to send us photos with the time and the date that they took the picture and where they took it. And I think the visual images will help people decide when they think it's the right time for them to come to the park.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Tripp.
And you can find more information about that story, including lots of details about why leaves turn color and when that usually happens, through the links that we provided at WMRA.org and through the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.